Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of OEM TV. I'm Eric Mills with Microsoft. I do Windows Server marketing here, and this video is going to be on Azure Active Directory Connect, or Azure AD Connect. You may have heard of Azure AD Connect. It's the new version of DirSync or Azure AD Sync. If you've used those in the past, this is going to replace those and all the other identity integration tools like that. So Azure AD Connect is a way to set up your Active Directory Azure to sync the password to your Azure in the cloud. So it syncs on-prem and cloud Azure Active Directory. And what's the goal of this? We want to be able to provide single sign-on for SaaS applications. And that's what Azure AD lets you do. So if you want to have single sign-on on-prem and in many, many different SaaS applications online, you're going to want to implement Azure AD Connect. So in this video, Jim is going to show you what it looks like to download the tool to install and configure Azure AD Connect. It's only 10 minutes, pretty quick, a lot of value. So I hope you enjoy this video. We'll see you next time on OEM TV.
Hello there. In this demonstration, I'm going to show you how to set up Azure AD Connect and synchronize your on-premise Active Directory to your Azure Active Directory. So as most of you already know, as soon as you set up a SaaS application that uses Azure Active Directory, like Office 365, you can then use single sign-on to sign on to that application and synchronize it with your on-premise Active Directory infrastructure. So most companies, large and small, have some Active Directory infrastructure on-premise. And the further we move towards the cloud and cloud applications, the more we want to integrate these directory services. So Azure Active Directory is much different than on-premise Active Directory in the sense that you don't really have all the infrastructure that you have with on-premise Active Directory. For example, with on-premise Active Directory, you deploy your own domain controllers. You set up your own sites. You set up your own trust domains. All that configuration, the creation of the users and the administrators, and so all this is done through either Active Directory Administration Center or Active Directory Users and Computers. The whole idea with Azure Active Directory is that it provides you single sign-on to SaaS applications. That's its goal. So I am actually on a domain controller right now, and I'm set up with an on-premise DC for Contoso.com. So what I've done is I have added in Contoso AAD as an Active Directory domain in Azure, and I'm going to go ahead and synchronize my on-premise user accounts to this domain. The whole idea behind this is so that when somebody changes a password on-prem, it's going to persist that password change out to Azure Active Directory. And it's not truly single sign-on because there's going to be some delay and some latency between when the password is changed on-prem and when it's actually replicated out to Azure. And it's a short period of time, but it's near real-time replication. So the goal is single sign-on, and the whole focus of this is to provide you a platform that you can authenticate and authorize users to use SaaS applications. Okay, so to get started with this, you first of all want to turn on directory integration for your domain. So I am in Contoso AAD, and I created an admin user in Contoso AAD. The name of the user is admin at contoso aad123, that's the actual domain name, contoso aad123.onmicrosoft.com. So what I'm going to do is go to the directory integration properties page, and you can see it's deactivated right now. I'm going to go ahead and activate directory integration and then save it. This is your first step. Are you sure you want to activate directory sync? I'm going to say yes. So this will take a second, and then this will show up as an activated domain. I'll just refresh. So it's enabling the domain to be synchronized through an on-prem Active Directory. Okay, so now it's activated. So the first step is to install and configure Azure Active Directory, or Azure Active Directory Connect. So I'm going to go back to the root level, click on my domain, and I'm going to go ahead and download Azure AD Connect. Now, Azure AD Connect is a tool where you can synchronize your on-premise environment from a domain controller on-prem to your Azure Active Directory account list. So I'm going to go ahead and download this. We'll save this, 74 megabytes. We'll just drop it right in the downloads folder. We'll click save. And there's Azure AD Connect. So I'm going to go ahead and launch it. Now the first thing that's going to happen is it's going to walk me through the setup, and then it's going to prompt me to configure synchronization. So go ahead and agree to the license. And we'll click continue. Okay, so you can either do an express, you can customize. I'll show you the more in-depth setup. I'm going to click customize. Okay, specify a custom installation location. I don't need to do that. Use an existing SQL Server. If you don't have a SQL Server, this requires SQL Server, by the way. If you don't have a SQL Server, then it's going to download and install SQL Server Express for you. Use an existing service account. I don't need to do that. I'm just going to use the system account. And specify custom sync groups. If I wanted to specify custom sync groups, then I can basically pick organizational units or Windows groups that I just want to synchronize. I may not want to synchronize my entire domain. So I'm going to go ahead and click install, and this is going to start the installation process. Okay, now you're going to be presented with two options for synchronization. The first one is password synchronization, which is the simplest form. For small, medium-sized businesses, this is going to be the easiest to set up and the easiest to maintain. Or you can do a federation with ADFS. And ADFS is Active Directory Federation Services. More complex setup, but allows you more capabilities. So we're just going to go with password sync between Azure AD and on-prem. Okay, now it's asking me what credentials to use to connect to Azure AD. I'll go ahead and use my admin account, which is admin@contosoad123.onmicrosoft.com, and I'll type in the password. Click next. Now this should log on, bring up a list of domains. Okay, so now it says connect to your directories. Okay, so the directory is Active Directory. My domain is contoso.com. And it wants to know what my local administrator permissions are. This account needs to be a domain admin. So this will be contoso/administrator and the password. So this is my on-prem account information. All right, so I'm done. I've already got one directory in there. I can add multiple directories if I've got a forest that I want to synchronize. I'm just going to leave the single directory there and click next. So now it's retrieving my directory schema. Okay, it sees contoso.com and select the on-premise attribute used to synchronize AD names. You always use the user principal name or the UPN. Now I don't really need to verify much here. I just want to basically say continue, and what it will do is do an enumeration of the Active Directory structure, and it'll bring me all of my domain accounts, and I'll have the option to filter later if I want to. Okay, sync all domains and OUs. Otherwise, this is where I can sync domains and OUs. I can limit them to, you know, specifics. So if I say I want to only sync certain things, then you can sync just specific OUs if you want to. I'm just going to sync everything. So we'll click next. Select how users will be identified in your on-premise directory. Users will be presented only once across all directories. And I don't have any custom attributes that I want to set up, but I could use custom attributes, maybe associate with a specific subscription in Azure if I wanted to. But I'm just going to go ahead and use my my usernames that are associated with the global unique identifiers. Okay, synchronize all users and devices. We'll click next. And actually, do go to previous. If you want to, you can do a custom group. Just put the distinguished name of the group here, and that will be a list of all the users that you want to synchronize. Otherwise, it's just going to synchronize all users. Okay, and that's all I'm going to do, just a password synchronization. So we'll click next. And off we go. So it's going to start the synchronization process when configuration completes. Now the configuration takes a little bit of time, but this is the end of the user interface component. So this will run for about 10 minutes. It'll download SQL Server 2008 R2 Express, and then it will install and configure synchronization. So once this is done, we're going to be synchronized across the board with our on-prem side to our directory structure in Azure. So I'll click install. This will go ahead and bring the installation up, get it going, and we'll check back with this when it's done. Okay, so we're back, the installation completed. Go ahead and click exit here. And then in Contoso AD, I'm gonna refresh, and we should have some new users. And we do. So you can see all these new users that were just added, and they were sourced from the local Active Directory. And that's it for Azure AD Connect. Pretty straightforward tool, works with Office 365 and Azure. So if you have an Office 365 environment and you want to synchronize, use the Office 365 admin portal. You can also use the new preview admin portal. If it's just Azure that you want to synchronize, then you can do it exactly the way I showed you here from within the Azure portal.